Okay, here we go.
No, the circle.
And the study is up.
You're not on the mic.
I'm not on the mic, let's see.
You're not.
Let's check. Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahacha b'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, we come before your holy throne, washed in your blood, in the blood of Yeshua. May you bless this reading today. Let us learn something new. Help us in our lives. Heal everyone. Strengthen everyone. Be with everyone. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. Today's God's day. There's my website. There's my phone number in case you need to contact me. And there's my email in case you need to email me. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee. You know, it's sad, we're still using the Gregorian calendar from the 1500s today, in the 21st century. Today's January 31st, wow.
Yeah.
Month of Janus. Janus is the Roman god of gates and doorways, depicted by two faces looking in opposite directions. And that's where we get that stupid name from. Jan had 29 days, Julius turned it to 31 days. We are now in the 11th month of God called Shabbat, day 11. And that's found in Zechariah 1:7. Upon the 420th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shabbat. There it is. English it's Sebat, but in Hebrew it's Shabbat. Today's topic is the temple of God. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Some interesting verses. We are now the temple of God. Did you know that? John chapter 4 says, Yeshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And the Father seeks such to worship him. Yeah. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Paul tells the Corinthians, Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Wow. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. What agreement had the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Wow. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thank God for that. I'm really happy with God's people. Paul tells the Ephesians, Now therefore, if you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua the Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Jehovah. Amen. In whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. So first I want to talk a little bit about the kingdom of God. In Luke 17, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said unto them, The kingdom of God comes not with observation. That's right. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Here's a couple of verses about the kingdom of heaven. Yeshua said, repent, you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4. From that time, Yeshua began to preach and to say, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It really is. Here's Matthew 10. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is no information of the Second Temple being destroyed in Scripture. You know that? Yeshua did prophesy of the Second Temple that was to be destroyed in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. We're going to read that right now. Here's Matthew 24. Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Yeshua said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's right. And here's Mark. And as he went out of the temple, that's Yeshua went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and buildings are here? Same thing. And Yeshua answering said unto him, see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen. The second temple was destroyed in 70 AD by Titus. So Yeshua's prophecy came to pass. We have to understand these verses, the abomination that makes desolate. Yeshua said in Matthew 24, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. It says the same thing in Mark. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand. Let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Here's Daniel 8. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. There's that daily sacrifice, tamid. That's what it means right there, continually. The host was given over for the transgression against the daily sacrifice. Here's Daniel 9. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, that's 7 years, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Here's some Daniel 11. Then shall he return into his own land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant. And he shall do exploits and return to his own land. And arms shall stand on his part, and shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper until the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Amen. The Antichrist is running wild here. Daniel 12. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,000 290 days, approximately 3.5 years. You got the Antichrist and the Antichrist talk about. Here's John, 1 John. Little children, it is the last time. As you have heard that Antichrist should come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time. Who is a liar but he that denies that Yeshua is the Messiah? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Amen. John again. Every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. Even now it is already in the world. Wow. 2 John, many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Yeshua the Messiah has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. The abomination that makes desolate. Let's read a few verses again. Okay, we're going to read some of this again. Daniel 8. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the sacrifice and to the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And there's that daily sacrifice again, Talmid. The host was given over for the transgression against the daily sacrifice. Daniel 9, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, that's 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. The Antichrist, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Wow. Yeah. Daniel 11 again. Then shall he return into his own land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land. Yeah, the Antichrist. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. It's going to happen one day.
Yeah.
And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper until the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined is done. And Daniel 12 again. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Wow. My question is, why are these terms used in Daniel? Confirm the covenant, the holy covenant, the temple of God. They can replace the daily sacrifice with the abomination that makes desolate, and shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. Another verse said, standing where it ought not. He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. Wow. He cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. It's the Antichrist. The holy city. Here's the two witnesses in Revelation 11. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
So imagine dead bodies sitting in the
Jerusalem, holy city, spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Wow.
Imagine that.
Now, I think this is the third temple in Revelation 11. And it was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. That sounds like the third temple, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. For it's given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread on the foot 40 and 2 months, which is 3.5 years again. The last reference with the word temple in it is in 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm going to read it to you. Paul said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Messiah is at hand. Don't be troubled by that. For no man shall deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The Antichrist. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. This is what we just read in Daniel, but now it's in Thessalonians. So that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. What do you think of that? Paul says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. Paul says, the mystery of iniquity does already work, only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. Only God could let and let not, and then the devil be taken out of his way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume. The Lord is going to consume him with the spirit of his mouth and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's the Antichrist. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
That's how important that is, to love the truth.
And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Wow. That they all may be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. It's pretty horrible, huh? We haven't seen this yet, the Antichrist, in Revelation 13. John says, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon, which is the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Yep. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. That's the devil. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who's able to make war with him? Just think, all the churches out there following this spirit that they don't even realize. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years again. Notice how Daniel and the letters all match. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. And this is really scary. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the devil, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Like tomorrow, when they all go to church on Sunday with the Antichrist, and they all they believe in all different Yeshuas out there. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Amen. And we're going to continue on with this chapter. We've got the false prophet showing up. John says, I heard another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke as the devil, as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Wow.
This is the false prophet.
This is the false prophet. This false prophet's going to do great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven and on the earth in the sight of mankind. And he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had a wound by a sword and did live. We haven't seen any of this yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many their right hand and their foreheads. He's going to give them the mark. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, that's one, or the name of the beast, two, or the number of his name, that's three. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. So it's either 666 or 666, right? This is not a long study today, but I'm just trying to read some things to you. Here's Revelation 19. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. There's the beast and the false prophet, good. That wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Oh, boy. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire and brimstone. Thank God for that. And that's the end of that. So in closing for now, I guess we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen in the end, because none of this has taken place yet. And I say praise Yah, may God bless you, and may God always be with you, and may God always comfort you, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Angel, you always say the third temple hasn't been built, so we know it's not even close.
Yes. The third temple has not been built, so we'll see what happens next. God bless you. I hope it's not in my lifetime either.
I hope God spares me. Yes, I'm going to have one for Isaiah.
Anybody like to come up, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for the short story. I would say the short one. I think this
is one of the shortest stories so far. Anyway, but it's very informative and as well talking about the Phantom of the Blood. Like we had in the news every time, some celebrity humans who claim to be doing to follow the Catholic, to follow the commandments, and of course they are not. And God is to make every arrangement to ensure that the third temple is built. I think from sources of information online, I think they have gathered all that they could. They're just waiting for the right time to start building. Anyway, we will see. I don't know what
they have everything ready.
We don't know when they are
planning to start building. They're just waiting for the right time to build the temple.
We will see anyway.
Yeah.
We will see. What shall we do?
You're pathetic. Is that what you wrote?
Everything to us, and it's more than everything.
But they're pathetic. That's what for years. They don't know anything.
Have a wonderful Shabbat today.
I guess it's in God's time.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for the teaching.
They'll put it in someone's heart to start. Yeah.
And fullness.
Because they just really have nothing.
Today and always.
Yeah, they're ready. Sure.
And thank you for being here, and thank everyone for being here. If you want to go over the study in more detail later, read it again, and maybe you'll get more out of it. God bless you. Shabbat shalom.
I'm Teresa.
Oh, Teresa, go right ahead.
I don't know how that happened.
Go right ahead, Teresa.
Go ahead.
Shabbat shalom, and thank you for the study. Jerome, you had mentioned that they have everything ready. They're just waiting for the right time. Is that right? Did I hear you correctly? But Angelo has been teaching for years that unless that third temple is built, we're not even close. So, you know, all I have to say is I'm just thankful we know what we know. And people, if you know the Torah, they can't deceive us. Because sadly, the whole world is going to follow this beast because of the miracles. And because they don't know the word, and, you know, they decided to believe a lie, they all will miss out on the glory of God at the end. And Jerome, you and your family most likely will be around for all of this, but, you know, we all are in this together, seeking truth, and I know you're teaching your children and your family, but you're a real testimony for the things that are going to come. And I praise the Lord for the study and His word that's going to prevail. Shabbat shalom.
Well, thank God for every one of you. May God bless you today. May God bless the food we eat. Make it for the nourishment of our bodies. And may God bless the rest of our lives. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone.
You know, Angela just can't help it. He just walks fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it, you just talk fast. When you read to yourself, do you read that fast too?
I don't know, when I read late, let me know if I'm reading fast.
Well, what you have to do when it's time to do that is change your timing.
I thought I was stopping, I didn't talk.
You do for half a sentence, yeah. And then you finish the rest fast.
Before you even start the study, probably relax and really think about your, you know, because if you're kind of hiked up a little bit, you have to hike down a little bit. You know?
I mean, your presentations for work, we always.
But it was good, Angela. It was good.
I try my best, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's always.
I'm gonna shut the room, right?
Yep, definitely.
Because if it goes against your nature, Angela.
Uh oh.
But so you just didn't close the room.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But it goes against your nature because you talk fast, so it's even more of an effort. But, you know, we do this for God, and there's children in the room, and you know, we really want them to learn.
Right, so. Exactly. I agree. I try my best.
Okay, here we go. Shut this off. But it was a good study.
Oh, it is a good study. Now, did you notice that one spot it said king?
Yeah.
I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, they call him the king.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Definitely.
Yeah. I had not noticed that in the past.
So you did notice something.
Angelo, in the study, they called the anti-Messiah the king.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Really evil.
Now that's how evil the world is going to be.
It's already pretty bad, but
they still don't care.
Yeah. That would be so easy for that. For all that to happen, because people just have no understanding at all. Even the Christians, so.
I know.
Yeah.
Because of the lack of the love of the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth is following the word.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. God bless you.